escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the Greg Hill Show. Greg on his way to Nantucket this morning. Courtney in for him. We've got Wiggy, we've got Curtis, Shime, and Jackson are here. We're going to get a Jackson lead this morning. I've seen some people in Twitch already asking. We're definitely going to get that. But we're going to talk a lot this morning, whether it is fun or sports, back and forth. We had a great day yesterday at Dana-Farber. Curtis, Wiggy, and I got to go to Dana-Farber to the Jimmy Fund, walk around, and get a tour. Every year, we have the Jimmy Fund in less than 2 weeks. Not next week, but the week after, Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, a week from Monday.
A week from Monday kicks off the Jimmy Fund. I know Curtis has been doing it for a long time. Wiggy's been doing it for a long time. I've been doing it for a long time. And every year, you just get put right back into it and realize the importance of the 2 days and the amount of people that donate year after year. To get research, to get updates at the hospital. The craziest part about Dana-Farber, if you've ever had to go and nobody wants to go into those doors, right, for treatment, whether it's for yourself or your child, but it doesn't feel like a hospital. I don't like hospitals. I get very spooked at hospitals. And walking through there, it almost feels like a hotel. Like, they've made it so airy, so bright,
welcoming. Best.
Yeah. And the Jimmy Fund clinic, when you walk by that, it is so bright. They had balloons everywhere. You see these kids going through the battle of their lives, and they are still smiling.
Yeah, I was thinking last night, Courtney, that, you know, whenever you see a news story and it's awful, it's, you know, a four-year-old has cancer and the town is rallying behind her, and the first inclination you have is, oh my God, and I wish I could do something. Like, it's just this human reaction. And what I felt yesterday walking out of there was, this is what everyone has done for these people. That, like, unlike any other place on the planet, people here don't just say things, they do things, whether it's bike, whether it's call in a week from Monday, whether it's have a bake sale at their school and donate the funds to the Dana-Farber and the Jimmy Fund. Like, every inch of that place is because someone gave money and because the people there put this, the patient care. Like, the most amazing thing to me, you learn something new every time you go, was that, like, every inch of that place is thought of and how it can be either improving the experience of the patient, the family member, or the clinician.
Yeah.
And it's like, just the zebra fish wall, like the way that these people think, like I literally lost my car in the garage yesterday. That's how dumb I am. I'm in the most brilliant building in the world and I can't find my effing car. I'm hitting alarm on my car. And I'm stressed and I see these moms and dads taking their kids to treatment. I'm like, I am the biggest moron on the face of the earth.
That's why you should enjoy life, man. Because somebody always out there is going through a lot harder journey than you are.
Absolutely. You know? And we criticize the crafts a lot on this show. Mm-hmm. And there was these two walls that have a bunch of big name donors. The Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon is on there with how much money that's raised. It's like $75 million. Yeah. It's getting up there, crazy. But Robert Kraft's name, it doesn't matter where you go in the city, if there is some type of cause that there needs to be donations towards, Robert Kraft's name will be on that. And he and Myra's name were front and center, donating a lot of money to Dana-Farber and the Jimmy Fund. So just wanted to thank everybody over there for having us yesterday, because we got to walk through and see everything. And it's a good reminder every year as we head into the Jimmy Fund of how important it is.
And I also just think of the people that work there, where I've never met someone at the Dana-Farber that wasn't cheerful and optimistic. And you think of how easy it would be to become jaded working in a place like that, where you see the most vulnerable among us dealing with something we could never understand. And yet the people there are so, like, we were with Amber and Brianna. Brianna's been doing the radio telethon forever.
The best.
Amber's taken over this year. And they're like, it was like when we walk into Disneyland, like, everybody's smiling. Everybody's like, how are you? How can I help you? It's just, as you said, like any other hospital, and we have great ones around here, you don't get that feeling at all.
And to find out that, like, chemotherapy started at Dana-Farber.
Right.
Like, we learned so much when it came to... And, of course, at the very end, Wiggy got a nod about,
right,
you know,
course,
the Super Bowl. And mm-hmm. thanks so much for your service, basically.
Well, I learned... I asked the lady. I was like... Because, you know, we always talk about the Jimmy Fund and how it all started and everything. And I always was like, what happened to Jimmy? And she was like, they brought him out at the... And I don't remember this. I remember the 99 All-Star game in Boston, but the guy lived to be in his 80s and everything like that. So I never knew the story of like what ended up happening to the kid Jimmy that they wanted to raise money for.
Right.
And his name wasn't even Jimmy.
Nope.
They just called him Jimmy. So,
yep.
But he lived to his 80s.
Right. And Boston Braves were the team initially.
Yeah.
Factful the morning or afternoon.
He wanted was a TV to be able to watch the Braves
right
during treatment, which is very, very cool.
Very cool. It was amazing. Amazing place.
Yes. So thanks to everybody who helped out to get us there. And we're excited for the Jimmy Fund in 2 weeks. Shime, let's get to the leads.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Well, I have no idea what that song is or who the artist is. Shime?
Oh, you know exactly who the artist is.
It's giving, like, country rock.
Yep.
It's giving Jelly Roll-ish.
No, come on. Bigger than that.
Bigger than that?
Yeah.
Bigger than Jelly Roll.
I mean, jeez. He just spoke at Titans camp.
He's done the national anthem, I believe. Was it the national anthem at the Super Bowl?
Is it Chris Stapleton?
Well done, Wiggy.
Wow. Wiggy's the music guy.
Chris Stapleton with Second One to None.
Okay, is this new?
No, this is from 2017, I believe.
All right. Sure.
I only know Chris Stapleton as voice because of Tennessee Whiskey, I believe.
Oh,
song.
Very good song. Yeah. Well, the lead's brought to you by Subaru of New England. With so much to love, don't miss the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Shime, good morning.
Good morning, Courtney. I got to be honest. I am super excited because today is the day we finally get Patriots football back. It is here. It may only be preseason, but I'm excited. And there's a couple things I'm going to watch tonight. I want to see exactly how many reps Will Campbell gets. He's going to have the majority of my focus tonight. I think we'll probably see Drake May for a series, maybe two. I wouldn't expect too much. I know we saw guys like Joe Burrow for almost a full quarter last night, but I don't think you're going to get quite that much out of Drake May tonight. I'm excited to see him for about a series, but again, my eyes are going to be on Will Campbell and then on this defense. Just how good can this defense be? Kind of how many starters are out there? I know you're going to be without your top two corners, so that could look a little different than it may look in week one or week two. But I'm excited to watch football. I'm excited to watch Patriots football again for the first time in so long. It is finally back, as Curtis mentioned. Tomorrow morning is going to feel like fall. The Patriots kind of bring that energy as well. I'm ready for football. This is exciting.
Okay, I'm excited too. And at 8:40 this morning, we're going to get Wiggy's three keys for tonight's preseason game. What you want to watch for, mm-hmm. what you don't really care to watch for.
Right.
Because people will watch this game and then jump to conclusions either way.
Right.
Yeah, and then I think you got to really know what you're going to be looking for tonight. Because like Shime said, it's still first preseason game and how Vrabel goes about setting that up. So I always look at a few things and then kind of go from there.
Isn't it interesting, the Zach Taylor, Joe Burrow plan, given how bad the Bengals have been the last 4 years? So they've lost the Bengals, as you remember, last year to the Patriots. Yep. They have struggled mightily to start the year.
It was a Gatorade bath at the end of that one.
I mean, that was the highlight of my year.
Yeah.
It was all downhill. But the Zach Taylor is changing his entire approach this year.
Letting him play the first quarter?
Letting him play because I'm going to tell you this, the never too soon Belichick back to the NFL rumors,
mm-hmm.
the Bengals
could be a good one.
Would be a great location.
It would be the perfect spot. They need defensive help more than anything.
Right.
And between Burrow, Chase, and Higgins, your offensive core is locked down
right.
now for the next
and
4 years.
And the Bengals owner has a very similar approach to that of Robert Kraft.
Oh, cheap.
Yeah, but he's also very meddling. Isn't he a meddling type of owner, the Bengals owner?
No, he just stays away.
Oh, does he just stay away?
He doesn't pay anybody, and he
right.
stays a
okay.
million miles away.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, good lead, Chime.
Thank you.
I'm excited, too. Maybe get a pumpkin spice latte tomorrow morning to really kick off the fall season.
Oh, wow.
Really? Yeah.
You're really getting
PSLs,
into fall.
Yeah.
Jesus.
I think they're back.
I'm not a big... I got to be honest. Can I...
Yeah.
I got to confess this.
Yeah.
Please be honest.
I don't like pumpkin-flavored things.
I don't either, but
pumpkin
spice latte is very good.
You don't
PSLs?
Like pumpkin bread?
What the hell is a
pumpkin bread, pumpkin pie.
Oh.
The pumpies, I just can't do it.
If you don't like pumpkin bread, I don't want to know you.
Yeah, pumpkin bread's pretty delicious.
Yeah, it just doesn't
I don't
do
like
it for
like
me.
Pumpkin like jam or anything like that. But if it's a pumpkin, it gives almost just like a little bit of a spice to everything.
Mm. Not for me.
You go to Starbucks and you get a pumpkin loaf and your day isn't better, I don't want to know you.
Yeah, that's very true. Very true. All right, Jackson, good morning. It's a Friday. Jackson is in the house. No more suspension. His suspension was served.
Wow.
So Ken gave you the nod that you could come in today.
Yes, I'm free to come in on Fridays.
Are you on probation or are you just
free? No.
Okay. Good.
Are you working for free on Friday?
No. Okay, I almost did those two that I wasn't here, though. I almost came in, but I thought that might have looked a little sad.
Yeah, that was almost. The right move. Right move.
Thank you. So in the divisive world that we live in right now, it's tough for us to all get together and agree on something that makes you feel good. I have that for you. And again, you know, there's a lot of sequels made, a lot of remakes made, and not all of them hit the mark. But I tell you what, the new King of the Hill season is fantastic. Yeah. It brings you back to that time, you know, of the Clinton Bush years, maybe, where like stuff was bad, but it wasn't that bad, and you didn't have to worry about stuff. And it's the same characters as before. I mean, although like three or four of the cast members actually have died, and they did really good tributes to them. But if you want to go back and just watch something that makes you feel good, watch King of the Hill, because it's the same old Hank Hill, same old Bobby Hill, and it's just a great 20 minutes of getting the hell out of whatever this is today, and you know, just enjoying the simple charms of the Southern life with the Hill family. It's
and
great.
That was like it got like to a big show. I mean, obviously, it's no.
Is it like a South Park?
I never watched. It's like a South Park. Yeah. Like Beavis. It's made by the guy who makes Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, it's more of like Beavis and Butthead.
And it's very funny, but it's not laugh out loud funny. But it is also very touching for a cartoon, especially one written by the likes of Mike Judge. There's some great lessons in there. Great. Stuff, and it's just a great feel-good show. I recommend watching it.
Can I also say, because you brought up remakes or sequels, a lot of photos coming out about The Devil Wears Prada, which is one of my favorite movies of all time, Devil Wears Prada 2. Everything looks good, except there was one scene being shot, which it seemed like it was kind of a musical-like thing. Ooh. If they make Devil Wears Prada a musical, I will riot.
Is Glenn Close in that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I will riot.
What's her name? Anne Hathaway?
Anne Hathaway is the star, yeah. And there's a lot of big people that are in that movie.
All right.
Thank you, Jackson. Great lead.
Thank you.
Curtis, good morning.
Good morning, Courtney. Courtney is like, it's like sitting next to Hannah Storm when Girls Out.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Although she went to Notre Dame, so she can bite it. Headline in The Athletic this morning, something we've been talking about at length, but I feel it's appropriate today. Tom Brady prepares for his statue outside Gillette Stadium. Will he be joined by Bill Belichick?
Oof.
And Chad Graff notes that the Yankees have Monument Park in center field where you have, you know, the Babe and DiMaggio and Mantle and all those guys. I think Jeter's there now, where you honor the immortals. And will there be one for Bill Belichick? And there's not many times that Wiggy and I see things exactly the same way.
Mm-hmm.
But I think... understand and go to his side of the street right now, where unveiling Brady with the absence of the Belichick component is premature. And my feelings on the matter are well documented, but to create a sort of Gillette Stadium Monument Park, obviously they'd create their own name. I don't know off the top of my head, but it should be side by side. It should be both of them there. It should be a moment to commemorate the 20 years that as we get further and further away from those wins, it will look better and better because you already have, so you'll get to some sound today. I believe Scheimdering, they said it with the one prominent prognosticator saying the Chiefs are done. There will be a lot of teams that win 2 to 3 or seven, a handful of teams, but none that win 6, none that win 3, wait a decade, win another 3.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like rushed tonight. It's a Friday night, August 8th. Half the city is going off to vacation somewhere. They're already somewhere down the Cape or up in Maine today. It should be Sunday night football, Patriots hosting the Steelers, and you go down to the Gillette Stadium concourse and you see those two being honored.
Right. I agree
and
with you.
And there's so many. Go ahead, Courtney.
I agree with Curtis that it's lackluster to do it during a preseason game on August 8th. Like, I think that mm-hmm. makes no sense, and it should be a bigger deal. It should be a bigger game to honor Brady. But I do kind of appreciate, because I think that they should do a Bill Belichick statue, but to do them separate so that they each kind of get their own moment.
See, I disagree with that. I think this is the moment where I'm with you, Curtis, on this. And there's so many great photos of whether it was the I can't remember what the documentary that they did where they're standing next to each other and Tom's kind of got his arms crossed and Bill's, you know, talking to him. There's another photo where Bill's talking to Tom and he's got his helmet on. Right. Like, there's so many good photos that you could turn into a statue of those two just, like, talking to each other.
Right, the last Super Bowl, Tom's like, let's just kick the field goal. We're up 7. It was 4th and inches right. in the fourth quarter.
But you could have the unveiling of that together where they're both next to each other, and I'm with you, maybe it's 5.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
For 6 years down the road where, you know, you're able to somehow, you know, put some of the murky water behind you, have them to be there, like you said, during the season,
right.
You know, whether it's the opening game of the year, then these two, and then you unveil the statue of the two of them that's going to forever be, you know, because they'll always be attached at the hip.
Totally.
It's always going to be, you know, whether you're in the Curtis camp, and like there's a photo Mitch just put up, whether you're in the Curtis camp and you're like, hey, it was Brady more than Bill, or you're a Bill. But those two will always be connected. And I don't think there's another coach and player. And
the only one would be Mahomes and Reed,
but they're not even there yet. And I'm talking all of, and I was even thinking of all the sports, but I might say Phil Jackson and Michael Jordan.
Right.
But to have those two as the statues unveiled, and they're there, and it's during the regular season. They don't need to have their own night because it's not.
You don't think Brady would want his own night, and you don't think Bill would want his own night?
Well, Brady already got his own night, and I would say, what was the most memorable part of a year ago Tom Brady night? It was Belichick's speech.
Right.
It was how the ovation Belichick received from the crowd. It was Randy Moss. It was, like, Larry Bird Knight's most magical moment was when Magic took off the Lakers jersey
right.
and revealed that he was wearing a Larry Bird 33 Celtics jersey. There's these nights, you only get one night to present a statue.
Right.
Right? You're not going to do it. You can't unveil something twice.
Right.
So I understand the organization, and I have heard from the organization. They have wanted to do this during the season. They wanted to do it last year. It's been ready for over a year. And it's all about Tom's 65 different ventures getting him there. And the organization and Bill Belichick hate each other right now.
Yeah.
They are not at all on the same page. Bill despises the Crafts, and the Crafts at this point have no use for Bill.
So what are the odds that Bill, zero, shows up tonight?
Oh, tonight?
Tonight, no.
Because I think it would be a boss move by him. If he just flew in for Tom and was there to show, oh, look at how great our relationship is. Kraft, you're kind of on the outs. Like, that's a baller move.
Nice job.
I think we'll see an Instagram post or something on social media from Jordan in the name of Bill about how
Twitter and my face.
But only thing I can promise you, the word Kraft will not be found in the post.
Because is it real quick? Is it like a night, or is it just like, you know, they're going to unveil it, Tom's going to say a few words, and then that's it?
Well, there's a full live stream, so I'm assuming that there's going to be other people there. It doesn't seem like it's just going to be Tom that'll say a few words.
See, and
it's
I
over.
Think with the
Brian Hoyer.
Was there like a memo sent out to players, like former players?
Yeah, they asked if I wanted to go, if I need
Brian Hoyer,
the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns.
I just think that in this moment, because of what we've seen with them too, I don't think this is a, like, Brady night, I get. That was the night to represent him. Just like you'd have a Bill night and, you know, have a bunch of different players come out and do all that stuff. Like, those, so I get. But when you're talking about the statue, the thing that is going to be there for, you know, well after we're gone, for as long as the New England Patriots are in existence, that statue should be representative of those two, of what they were able to accomplish together for all those years. And it should be a night that they share, that the fans could then share with them as they unveil this for a organization that was able to get to where they were able to get to, largely because of those two.
Amen, brother.
Yeah, I think that the other thing is that Bill and Tom have worked hard. Where they were when the breakup occurred to now, they're now, I'm sure they each have their own perspective about why they won, but they've allowed the knowledge that they are inextricably linked for the rest of time to get them to be kind and generous to each other.
And I bet if you told them, both of them, hey, this is what we're thinking about in 5 years. You know, let you guys do whatever, but we're thinking about doing a statue unveiling night of the two of you together. We'll figure out the statue. I bet they would both be for that versus, hey, Tom, you get one night and Bill, maybe you get a night. Like, I think they would both be for, like, oh, that would be a great, I would rather that than just by itself.
Right.
It was also interesting. I don't know if you guys saw this, and I need to read more into it. I just saw kind of the headline, but apparently Jordan called into Charlotte Wilder's podcast, Cold Called In, because Charlotte Wilder has been covering the Bill Belichick Jordan saga since it began, and she basically just called in randomly.
And what did she say?
I need to read more into it, but it's like she's trying to go like what's true, what's not. Like,
okay, for they said it, that would be.
I know. Dang. We should try to find that, Shyam. I believe it happened yesterday.
I will do my best.
All right. Well, great leads from Curtis, Jackson, and Shyam. We've got Wiggy's lead and my lead coming up next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.